This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, believing in Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the importance of believing in Allah while living in a society in the Islamic lifestyle. We can see that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of all, and He is the Khaliq and Raziq. He is the creator. He is the one who provides sustenance. Therefore, it is necessary to think that Allah is in the core or of everything. So when we are socializing with the people, when we talk about the society, our life in the society, or when we want to socialize, therefore it is necessary to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we can do that, then obviously we can have a good society. We can have a pure society. We can have a society which is taking its people towards the perfection. And that's what it is being considered when a human being is being created as a human, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made these relations for us, the family that we have, the tribes, the groups. Obviously, we are divided into different groups, into tribes, into different colors. We have countries, obviously. So therefore, when we are socializing in a society, and when we talk about this social aspect of the life of a human being, Islam plays important role. And the core of everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we need to perform everything in order to get His nearness and to avoid the sins and bad deeds in the society, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the concept of having Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or God, in the core of everything, especially in the social life. And from Imam Ali alayhi salam, it is said that when Sa'asa bin Sawhan went to Imam alayhi salam, Imam advised him about the social life, the political and social activities that he has to do. And he said, وَلْيَكُنْ تَعَاوُنُكُمْ عَلَىٰ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. You should coordinate with the people. You need to help each other. It is upon you to do that according to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The cooperation, the coordination, the life, the social life should be according to the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, the people in the society should not commit sin. And that's why it is forbidden to perform things in front of others. Obviously, there are consequences if someone performs a sin in the society. Because if someone is damaging the society with not following the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with not following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is putting a negative effect in the people. For example, if a lady is not observing the hijab in front of people, obviously she is performing a sin, and therefore there will be other people who will follow them. Therefore, it is forbidden. And that's why it is said that the woman, when she's at the home, obviously she's free to not to have the hijab or to have the hijab, but it's something which is personal to her. But whenever she comes out in the street, she must have hijab, especially if it is the Islamic society. And on the other hand, there are many other things we can have, many examples. For example, drinking alcohol. If a person has the habit, unfortunately, to perform such a sin, and if he does that alone at the home, where no one can see him, there are consequences for him. There is a punishment which is near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when he performs it in the society, then obviously he's damaging the society and there are the harder consequences and the government should come into action. So therefore, we need to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try to build a society that is following the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.